Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to analyze the birth chart of Governor Chris Christie to see what's in the stars for the guy who, at least until recently, has been pegged as the most likely contender for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016.
We did an analysis of Governor Christie's chart last November, but since he has been persistently in the news the past couple of weeks, we decided to take a closer look at this obviously unusual politician.
First off, we see that Christie is Taurus rising, the sign of the bull, and despite his protests to the contrary, he certainly behaves in a bull-like manner, and you don't want to get the bull angry.
Yeah, and the ruler of the chart, Venus, is in the sixth house of enemies and defense in Libra, the other sign it rules, which makes his sixth house very powerful. He started out as a lawyer, a prosecutor, which makes sense with the ruler of the first and the sixth, especially in a sign that is connected with law, Libra.
One of the main features of this chart that makes me certain that it is correct is that Mars is in the second house of speech. He is nothing if not assertive, and at times harsh with his way of speaking, a hallmark of having Mars in the second house.
And, adding more fuel to the fire, currently Jupiter is translating in Gemini, putting the planet of confidence and exaggeration in contact with his natal Mars in his second house, making Christie even more outspoken, self-righteous, and defiant.
But what is it astrologically that is suddenly landing him in hot water? I mean, after being re-elected in a landslide last November, he seemed to be on a glide path to Republican nomination. And now the question is, does Chris Christie survive the scandal, now called Bridgegate, or is it at the level of Watergate in terms of the damage?
Well, he is in his Jupiter sub-period, which activates his eighth house, the house of secrets, clandestine actions, scandal, and humiliation. Jupiter brings this eighth house karma to his tenth house of public actions.
But why just now? His Jupiter sub-period started back in February of 2013. The George Washington Bridge event happened back in September, and it took until January for this whole thing to blow up in his face.
Well, one way to analyze this is to go back to early September and see what the transits were doing at that time in his chart.
Okay, I did that, and lo and behold, there were some really interesting hits on Christie's natal chart back then. During the time of the induced traffic nightmare, Saturn, Rahu, and Venus were all together in Libra, which is Christie's sixth house of difficulties, problems, and your employees. Saturn and Rahu were barely 3 degrees away from his natal Neptune, planet of illusions and delusions. Rahu is one of the significators of deception. Venus is advisors, thus deception by his staff.
Right. So that's interesting. And more telling, that same Saturn-Rahu-Venus conjunction was in the 12th house when we count it from his natal moon. In other words, 12th from the major period ruler. It's important to interpret transits from the current major period ruler's position. And planets transiting in the 12th house signify loss, as well as hidden actions, something going on behind your back. It's interesting that Venus transiting here is the planet of advisors, and it was the staff members who were up to no good.
Simultaneously, Mars was nearly in exact conjunction with his natal Rahu in his third house of efforts and everyday actions. Mars transiting the third house is strong for self-promotion, and especially teamed up with Rahu, which is good for success of efforts.
Yes, but Rahu is also a point of obsession in the natal chart, and when stimulated by Mars, it can go into over-the-top mode pretty easily. In other words, being blinded by your own ambition. So in this case, there was some overstepping of normal boundaries of political etiquette, and this planetary combination does suggest Christie himself may have been at the root cause of this whole caper.
So, bringing things into the present, both houses of the Democratic-controlled legislature have started investigations and issued subpoenas. Christie has lawyered up. The wagons are being circled. The media smells blood in the water. Knives are being sharpened. Bodies are being dug up and reburied.
All right. Christie himself is a lawyer, so he knows what's coming, and this is New Jersey politics.
The land of Tony Soprano.
All right. So, in a couple of weeks, Mars, the planet of combat, transits into Libra, his sixth house of enemies and litigation, where it joins Saturn and Rahu.
Yes, three natural malefics in the sixth house certainly sounds ominous. And speaking of ominous, the guy who actually ordered the lane closures, the now ex-Port Authority man, David Wildstein, will talk if he gets immunity.
Right. On the plus side, having Mars, the planet of combat and victory, now transiting through the sixth house of his chart, does boost the ability to defeat your enemies.
But I suspect that having the planet of obsession and ambition, Rahu, and Saturn, the planet of delay, endurance, and that which is chronic, there in his sixth house as well, the stage is set for something special, which will be long-term. Let's not forget, Rahu is lessons for the soul, and Saturn represents the karma will be delivered.
Right. And getting back to looking at the chart from the moon's position, Mars will be transiting in the 12th house, the classic interpretation of which is attack from the unknown enemy. In other words, someone comes out of the woodwork and betrays him.
It doesn't sound like a cakewalk by any means, but does he survive?
All right, well, for that, we want to look ahead somewhat. Since his natal moon is in the 7th house of his chart, that means that Saturn is now transiting in the 6th house, and that creates the situation in Vedic astrology called Sati Sati, which is a serious time in a person's life. Saturn, the reality check planet, transiting through the sign before the natal moon, of the natal moon, and after the natal moon.
Ron, does his Sati Sati get some extra boost of sorts? Because it also happens to be happening during his moon major period as well.
Yes, David, that's right. Since being in the moon major period means that his moon is activated and is even more sensitive to the influence of other planets, then Sati Sati will have even greater effect for him.
In any case, by the end of this year, Saturn will begin its transit over his natal moon during the moon major period, and Saturn transiting opposite his ascendant. It's all going to be pretty significant.
Right. The moon by nature is a very changeable planet. It is the emotional mind, and it is also the planet that represents the public. And as we have said before, Mr. Christie has his moon strong in the 7th house of partnership, which is interpreted as making relationship with the public. And since this moon is in Scorpio, a deep-feeling, passionate sign, it gives him really a good instinctual connection with the public, an intuitive understanding of the public. This is an ace in his hand, and it makes him a formidable politician.
Saturn transiting natal moon is not necessarily bad. It will just make everything more serious. But maybe that is what the public wants now, a no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is politician.
Yeah, and by the June of this year, he will be in his Saturn sub-period also. And for Taurus rising, the planet Saturn rules the 9th house of good fortune and the 10th house of actions out in public. Saturn is termed a Yogacarika planet, in other words, a temporal benefic. And this indicates an important turning point in his life, especially when you add in Sati Sati happening simultaneously. So no doubt he will make a run for president.
And if he does run for president, the lion's share of the prime campaign season, as well as the presidential election of November 2016, will happen when he is running his Mercury sub period starting in mid-January of 2016 and all the way into 2017.
Yeah, and in that case, since Mercury rules the second house of support and money and speech, as well as the fifth house of good past life credit, then he will have no problem raising the cash to make a run for the presidency, which in America is a prerequisite for even having a chance of attaining the office.
No doubt about that. I have to say that his Mercury is about as well placed as one could hope for. It's exalted in its own sign, Virgo, and in the excellent fifth house.
And that Mercury sub-period will turn on his natal Mars, the planet of combat, in his second house of speech. So he'll be well set up for analysis and giving any kind of forceful persuasion.
It will be great fun to see this guy in debates versus his fellow Republicans in the primaries and perhaps on to the presidential race as well. The bottom line, in my opinion, Governor Christie will be very much in the mix and all the way through the game.
Agreed. And even though Hillary's chart looks really hard to beat, another huge economic crisis is still a possibility for the USA, not to mention all kinds of foreign problems. And any of these could be bad enough to overturn the political apple cart.
Heavy turbulence ahead, but I do see Mr. Christie very much in the game and close to the finish line. Don't plan on counting him out.
Right. Well, I guess at some point down the road we may be pairing up Christie and Hillary and see what we come up with.
Well, I look forward to that analysis.
All right.